Shalom Aleichem, everyone. For the last few shiurim, we've been discussing things that we need to do and ways that we need to be careful when dealing with produce that has kedusha from Shemitah, or what we call kedushas shviis. For today's shiur, we will talk about another thing we need to be careful about when consuming fruits or vegetables or grains that have kedusha. The halacha is that any produce that has kedusha may not be misused. In other words, it may not be used in a way that is not the normal, the common, the regular way that that produce is consumed. For example, olive oil that has kedusha may not be used to grease a squeaky door. Olive oil is usually used to eat, and using it on a door would be usser. You wouldn't use anything that's important to you in a way that would ruin it or degrade it. You wouldn't use your cell phone to prop open a window. That would be crazy. Your phone is too important to you. It's too special to you to use it in a way that it was not intended. And the same is true with produce that has kedusha. This olive oil has special sanctity. And to use it in a way that is not normally used would be expressing the fact that we do not appreciate, God forbid, the unique status that this produce has. In addition, misusing produce that has kedusha can be a form of kilkul, which we spoke about in previous shiurim. Using the olive oil as grease for a door would be a form of kilkul. It can be actively ruining the olive oil rather than consuming it. And so therefore, we have to be very careful when consuming produce that has kedusha shviis. We have to be careful that we use it and we consume it only in the regular, normal way. What would be some examples of using produce properly and improperly? One example that is discussed in the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Poskim is about turning fruit into juice, squeezing fruit into juice. Since most people drink orange juice, grapefruit juice, lemon juice, cranberry juice, grape juice, etc., 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 since most people do drink juices like that, it is mutter to squeeze Shemitah oranges or grapefruit or lemons and cranberries or grapes to make juice. And that's true with any fruit that most people squeeze for juice. And the same is true with vegetables. Nowadays, I think a lot of people drink carrot juice, for example. If that's the case, then it would be mutter to squeeze carrots into juice. The question, however, is that nowadays, some people, not many people, but some people throw anything into a blender to make a smoothie or whatever it is. Just because one person does it doesn't mean it's mutter. In order to make it mutter, we would need a large number of people to turn that fruit or vegetable into a juice. If not, it would not be allowed. So juice is one example of using Shemitah produce appropriately or inappropriately. Another example is applying Shemitah produce on your body. The Rambam says, for example, that you are allowed to rub oil that has kedushas shviis on your skin. Many people do that. It would seem, therefore, that it would be mutter, for example, to rub aloe on your skin if you have a sunburn. But rubbing a banana, for example, on your skin, which most people don't do, would be prohibited. And with all these halachos, it should be noted that it is only usur to change the produce significantly. But a small change to the produce would not be usur. For example, crushing a sweet potato with your hand or a fork is no problem at all, because most people do that when they eat a sweet potato. But even crushing a banana with a fork, something that most adults do not do, that would also not be a problem, since crushing produce with your hand or a fork does not significantly change the produce. However, putting the sweet potato or the banana into a blender does change the produce dramatically and would not be allowed unless many people do that with that particular fruit or vegetable. And a final halacha: doing anything to feed an infant would be allowed. In other words, to feed an infant, you can turn any fruit or any vegetable into juice, or you can mash it significantly in a blender, even if most adults do not do that with that kind of fruit or vegetable. Okay, so to summarize what we said, for adults, Shemitah produce can only be used in its normal manner. produce can only be squeezed for juice or mashed thoroughly in a blender if most people do that with that kind of produce. But crushing any produce by hand or with a fork is also allowed, even if most people do not do that with that produce. And anything is allowed, let's say juice or crushing or whatever it is, if it's needed to feed an infant. So that's a summary of the halachos of misusing Shemitah produce. Next time in Mirtzah Hashem, we'll talk about another halacha that has to do with how we treat food that has Kedusha. In the meantime, have an amazing day, everyone.